The direct economic impact would be $74.3 million in new economic activity. Included in that would be more than $7.7 million in new tax revenue, $4 million in new wages for our working families, which is very important to me as the comptroller. So that's about $75 million injected into our state's economy. And we're leaving out probably another $50 to $100 million in indirect and imputed economic activity that we didn't really measure because we don't have that. We don't have that precision, but it's a big deal if we could swing this. And the key thing, Rob, is that moving to a post-Labor Day start of the school year, which you're right, all of us who are 50 and older, that's what we had when we were growing up, that would just that's something that doesn't cost the state any money. It doesn't affect education. You can have the same number of days in school that you have currently. It just means that we can let summer be summer and take advantage of this economic activity, which currently is being lost to the state by starting school earlier in August. And believe me, if the trend continues, our kids will be going to school in July before we know it.
That's $74 million. Is that all from people who can't go to the beach because school is starting, or can't go to Deep Creek Lake, or can't go to the Inner Harbor because school is starting?
Well, yes, exactly. Right now, teachers are going back a week early, and kids go back early for sports, and the school year is starting in August. And so events like weeknight baseball games at Camden Yards, the Grand Prix in Baltimore, you know, obviously Ocean City and Deep Creek Lake, which are tourist destinations, you see a big drop-off. The end of summer is when school starts and everybody disappears. And
there's also a problem for the those tourist-based businesses because they lose their workers starting in early August. The college kids who have to go back to college, or high school kids who have to go back early, leave their jobs early.
Well, in Ocean City, if you come down and say you're a Maryland student or at a Maryland college, it's hard to find a job because they say, hey, We love you. We think you're terrific. You look great, but you're gone in mid-August when we need workers. So, yes, it helps small businesses. It helps workers. It helps even teachers, for example. Many of them have second jobs during the summer where they earn much-needed money. But the main reason I'm supporting this, Rob, is because it's a return to good Norman Rockwell, old-fashioned values in Maryland, where we say to our families, look, your kids are only young once. They're going to grow up very fast. There are over 500,000 Maryland families that have school-age kids. And my message to them is, hey, slow down. Enjoy the summer. Value the time you have with your kids, because it's going to be gone in a minute.
The justification I hear for the current system is, in part, there are a lot of school buildings that don't have air conditioning, and you know, it gets hot in June, and sometimes those schools, because of the heat, close early or have to close because of the excessive heat. So you don't want kids going to school that late in June, and starting in August enables that. What do you say to that?
Don't have to go till late June. North Carolina has 200 school days mandated by law. They have school starting after Labor Day. They get out by mid-June. Maryland only mandates 180 school days. There's no reason the smart people in our local school systems can't schedule 180 school days starting after Labor Day and getting out the first week of June.
Possibly shortening winter or spring break? Is that
I'll leave it up to the... We have a great school system. It's nationally renowned. They're very smart people. No problem. Logistically, they just have to apply themselves to this. And I have every confidence that they could schedule... If we schedule it starting after Labor Day, let summer be summer.
Yeah.
There's no reason why we wouldn't get kids out by the first week of June. And you speak about kids in unair-conditioned classrooms in later part of June when it's hot. What about mid-August?
It's hot in mid-August, yes.
What's the temperature like in those unair-conditioned classrooms? The answer for that, of course, is, hey, everybody should get off out of their chairs and go and put air conditioning in these classrooms in Baltimore City and Baltimore County. They're the only classrooms in the state that aren't air-conditioned. But this idea that, you know, we can't start the school year after Labor Day because the kids won't have air conditioning in June, that's just nonsense.